passionate about school. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back to The Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We are talking to Maryland State Senator C. Anthony Muse. He's running for Prince George's County Executive. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We have Sheena from Annapolis. She was a Prince George's County school teacher. She is now in Anne Arundel County. She said she's asking, what would you do as county executive to retain teachers to make them feel appreciated? Those were her words.
Let me first say it's not just teachers. I'm the chairman of the state's Fair Practice Oversight and Personnel Joint Committee. And so before my committee will come the kinds of concerns raised by employees across the state of Maryland. In doing hearings in Prince George's County, there is a sense of low morale, not just among teachers, but I have cafeteria workers. I had 300 persons show up and testify. And this is not to down the whole system. It's to say we can do more in terms of teacher morale, teachers and their morale. Let me give an example. When they hear that someone with a job and maybe not even a good job description is making $150,000 and they're teaching and they can't even afford a mortgage, something is wrong with that. I have cafeteria workers who are making $9 an hour. They have to serve these children. I have a county that's getting around the full-time law by having people work only 38 hours instead of 40, so they're working without any pension and health care. So we've got to come back and we've got to change that. We've got to focus on teachers. They have 25, 30, 40 students in a classroom and no help. The paperwork that they have to fill out, trying to reach every parent. Their workload is horrendous. So we've got to go back and bring teachers to the table and say, what can we do so that you feel as though you have a voice in this, you have help, and you are a partner and not just a worker.
Okay, Sheena, thank you so much. Mel, calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Mel. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to talk to Senator Muse briefly and ask him a question. As the county exec, would he be amenable to helping parents deal with corporal punishment? Some parents feel that they don't, well, may not know how to punish a child, but we've got so many museums in this area and avenues to get them into a positive state. There's no need to corporally punish a child. I'm not trying to just answer that question. I'm just saying if it happens, some parents won't touch a child when he may need some corporal punishment, even if it's just talking to them, knowing how to do it. But our children challenge our teachers and our counselors and expect the parents to take their side in a meeting and rebuff the teacher. I'm asking, would you be, as a new county executive, with the parents when these children act heinously and nobody tells them anything because they're afraid that the county services is going to come by and pick the children up?
And that's a really complex question. I'm glad he's asking you and not me.
Yeah, well, you asked me what I do. First of all, a part of what I want to do is be a listener. I do not want to just impose what I believe. So I want to listen to parents. I want to hear what they say. There are two sides to that. My side is, you know, I come from a domestic violence-filled family in my initial years. I was beaten until blood was running down my face and until I ran away and lived on the streets rather than go home. I'd rather, you know, go and take some bread from Lexington Market and eat or some cake and continue to sleep on the street rather than go home. Yet the other side is correct. I believe that we might need more training on the part of those who are coming in to evaluate situations in the home, looking at that, and parents being more of a partner. I would be willing to sit down with parents and look and talk about that.
Mel, thank you so much. Before I go to Yvonne, I want to talk about public safety. If you were to become a county executive, would you keep Hank Stawinski?
I think it would be good. First of all, let me say this. Hank is my friend, and I think he's done a tremendous job in many areas. I would look at some issues that I have pertaining to promotion within the Department of African Americans. As you know, we have 90-something officers who have filed a lawsuit right within Prince George's County. I don't think it should have gotten that far at all. So I would like to know, how did it get that far? Who's listening to these officers? And so there would be a lot for us to talk about. And so that's how I would start.
What do you think of the public safety situation in Prince George's, let's say over the past 4 to 8 years? Has it gotten better? The statistics that the police have issued suggest that things have gotten better, although we have seen a spike in property crime.
Sure. It all depends on what they're judging. And keep this in mind. From year to year, what is considered a crime to go on paper is not the same as it was last year. And so sometimes when we say crime is up, it depends on what you're talking about. That's something that we have to deal with. I think we've done better across the nation, period, in terms of some crimes going down. But I'm alarmed at the number of murders. I'm alarmed at the number of domestic violence shootings and killings. I'm very alarmed every time I hear that one is too many. I think community relations, we tried very hard to improve that in terms of police officers in the community. I have police officers who work extremely hard at it. And of course, there are some who may not. And so be concerned in trying to figure out how to train those and how to identify those who are not. But I think that's a major issue in our county.
Yvonne, calling from Bowie. Thanks for calling. Yvonne, what's on your mind? Hey.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Good to hear your voice.
Well, thank you. So what's on your mind?
Senator Mills.
Yes, ma'am. Good to hear your voice.
I'm going to ask you, because I am going to vote for you.
Thank you.
I want you to be responsible for this free grant money that some of these churches get, and they tell lies about what they're doing in the community, and they build churches having big weddings for their children or for our tax dollars. And I mentioned this to Rashawn Baker when he was on the show once before, and they get the money for their friends instead of doing what they're supposed to be doing. They spend the money like they want to, and they are not being accountable for anything, and they're getting free tax dollars. So I want to know, would you be a part of that to make sure that doesn't happen?
Thank you for the question. I would be amenable to looking at the way we spend grant money across the county. And let me give an example. When we look at National Harbor, we gave something like $400 million of money. And there was no sense. I see no, just very a pittance going back into the community. And I'm sure there are churches that do the same thing. I think we have to be more stringent about tax dollars being spent. I've never been a recipient of any grant money in the years that I've been in Prince George's County, nor as our congregation, but I do know that it happens. There are some that will get it. There are others that never get anything. But I think across the board, we're giving billionaires money as well. You look at the tax credits and what we've done with MGM as well. These are billionaires. And I'd rather take that money and go to seniors. I sponsored legislation for our veterans. We have 65,000 veterans in our county, many of whom are homeless. I would like to see some of that money say to our veterans, you won't fight for your country and come home and be homeless. I've got seniors who are having to move out of their homes. I'd like to put a tax cap on our seniors who have given a certain number of years over and over again, rather than give this money to anyone who can be self-sustaining and find other ways of financing what may be their own particular endeavors. That's what I would look at. Yes, ma'am.
Yvonne, thank you so much for your phone call. I only have about 2 minutes left, and I wanted to make sure that I asked you, I asked about this education situation. Do you believe that the county has tampered with grades and credits in order to inflate the performance of the schools?
I do. I think that the number of principals that they've already fired, and most of these principals should not have been fired, because I do not believe that these principals simply did that without someone instructing them to do it. They're from too many parts of the county. They've done too much. In the hearings that I've conducted, I've heard people, as they've not only mentioned it, but people have now admitted to it. Yes, we've done it, and I think it is wrong, and I think it is wrong for our CEO, Mr. Maxwell, to not come out and say, look, instead of firing principals under the table with nobody knowing that they were fired, come up front and say, you know what, the buck stops here. If it happened, it stops here. Yes, it happened, and I want to make sure that as county executive that it doesn't happen anymore, and those who are really held accountable are not those who are the rank and file persons that we're passing the buck to, because no one will convince me that those principals and those teachers did it on their own. Someone told them to do it, and I would not be hiding a whoever it was.
So if you were county executive, would you fire Dr. Maxwell?
Absolutely. And if the board wished to hire him back, they could, because that hiring would not be in my hands. I do not think I should be the one hiring and firing. I think I should have some input, but I think there should be a board, and it should go through the board, and he should not only be held accountable to one person, the county executive, but based on what I see in terms of performance and the promises that they made, yes, he would certainly be dismissed.
Maryland State Senator C. Anthony Mews, running for Prince George's County Executive. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. It always is. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.
That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Tuesday, September 19th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can follow us on Twitter using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection with Lorna Newton. Good night.